Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks, like we're chatting over coffee, about where to put our money. Today we're diving deep into HP Inc., ticker HPQ, with a full analysis covering everything from the latest earnings to valuation, and what it all means for long-term investors. Let's kick things off with the big picture. HP has been navigating a tough tech environment, but just posted some solid beats that caught attention, especially with international revenue trends and strong free cash flow guiding the year ahead. The stock has shown real momentum lately, up over 29% in the past month alone, which tells me the market is starting to price in some resilience. HP Inc. operates in two main areas that most of us interact with daily: personal systems like laptops and desktops, and printing solutions for homes and offices, with about 58,000 employees and a market cap around $24.7 billion. It's a mature player in the computer hardware space that's been executing on cost discipline while pushing into higher margin services and commercial segments. The current CEO is steering through a transition period, but the focus remains on generating consistent cash that supports dividends and buybacks. Breaking down the revenue picture, last fiscal year, HP brought in roughly $55.3 billion, with personal systems contributing the lion's share at $38.5 billion and printing adding $16.7 billion. Geographically, the Americas led at $23.5 billion, followed by EMEA at $18.6 billion and Asia-Pacific at $13.2 billion. That international exposure is worth watching closely, because recent commentary highlights how currency moves and demand in those regions could swing results going forward. On the earnings front, fiscal 2025 showed revenue of $55.3 billion, with net income at $2.53 billion and EPS of 2.67. That's down a bit from prior years on the bottom line, but the company still delivered operating cash flow of $3.7 billion and free cash flow of $2.8 billion. Guidance for the full year points to non-GAAP EPS between 2.90 and 3.10, which suggests management sees a path to growth even amid macro pressures. The Q2 beat on both top and bottom lines helped ease some concerns. From the latest earnings call, management highlighted 2% year-over-year revenue growth in the first quarter, driven by steady performance across segments and disciplined execution. They emphasized confidence in navigating external challenges, maintaining strong operating cash flow, and advancing long-term initiatives around the future of work. The tone was constructive, with clear focus on shareholder returns through dividends and buybacks while keeping an eye on cost controls. Looking at the balance sheet and cash flows, total assets sit at about $41.8 billion, with cash around $3.7 billion. The company carries significant debt, reflected in a negative stockholders' equity position, but it continues to generate reliable free cash flow that funds a 4.4% dividend yield and ongoing repurchases. Key ratios like a price-to-earnings of 9.8 and free cash flow yield near 15% paint a picture of a cash-generative business, trading at a discount to its historical norms. From a valuation standpoint, forward PE multiples have hovered in the 6-7 range recently, which looks attractive compared to broader tech peers. The stock's enterprise value around $30.7 billion against its cash generation supports a compelling setup for total returns if execution stays on track. Turning to the SWOT view, strengths include consistent revenue growth, robust free cash flow, and a shareholder-friendly capital return program. Weaknesses center on exposure to cyclical PC and printing demand, plus a leveraged balance sheet. Opportunities lie in commercial refresh cycles and services expansion, while threats include macro slowdowns, currency volatility, and competitive pressures in hardware. Overall, the positives outweigh the risks at current levels for patient investors. Recent performance has been strong, with the stock up 7.3% over the past week, 29.6% in the past month, and 42.4% over 3 months, outpacing the broader market. That momentum follows the earnings beat and suggests technical support is building, though longer-term 5-year returns remain negative, reminding us this is still a recovery story. For intrinsic value, running a discounted cash flow model with standard assumptions points to a value around $55.78 per share. That sits well above the current trading range near $27, implying meaningful upside if the company sustains its free cash flow trajectory. The results reinforce that HPQ looks undervalued on a cash flow basis, especially with projected free cash flow supporting both dividends near 4.9% and continued buybacks. Investors focused on total returns could see double-digit annualized gains if the valuation gap closes over the next few years. Wrapping up, HPQ offers an attractive combination of cash generation, reasonable valuation, and capital returns that make it worth considering for a diversified portfolio. The recent earnings strength and guidance give me confidence the business can deliver even in uncertain times. As always, do your own research and consider your risk tolerance before making any moves. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll see you in the next one.